Abou Farouk. Yeah, oh, here we are again. We're on the Do Not Sports page this time. I'm Ray Bones. This is my man, Nodder.
What is up, everybody? What's happening?
We are Do Not Sports.
What's going on out there? Beautiful Tuesday night.
It's a beautiful Tuesday night. We're fired up. We're jacked up. We're sparked up. I gave Mike Moran a shout out in the first time. I'm going to do it again, Mike, because when I finally come back to work, I want a good post.
That's it.
Actually, I don't really care where you put me. But listen, man, we're super pumped up about this show. We had a huge thing that happened on Saturday.
Oh.
It was Notre Dame. It was Clemson. It was Notre Dame. It was Clemson.
Tough times, and, folks. Tough times.
And being the good guy that I am and me feeling sorry for all you saps out there who took that big L. And I apologize to any of you who listened to me or any of you who went against me, I should say, in the Clemson-Notre Dame game. Mm. I said that they were going to dominate, and they did. Trevor Lawrence didn't throw for 600 yards, but he did throw for 322, and I said he was going to rush for 100. Everybody thought I was crazy, including this guy right here.
Yeah, no, I didn't like the idea of the rushing yards.
You called me crazy.
100 yards. I didn't think.
He rushed for 90.
He did.
He rushed for 90. And guess what that 90 rushing yards did for the rest of that Clemson offense? It opened up Travis Etienne, who ran for 124.
Yep.
What did I say? The pass opens the run, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I hope you didn't listen to me on the Bama game. That's all I got to say. Hopefully you didn't say, he was right on one, because guess what? Now you just lost two.
Yeah, no. Listen, to be honest with you, it was tough as a Notre Dame fan. And obviously we're at Scoot's house. We had Scoot on the show on Friday.
Poor guy.
It was tough. It was a tough game to watch. It was difficult because I thought for sure there would have been a little bit more, I guess you could say, excitement coming from the Notre Dame side. They the field goal kicker makes a 51-yard field goal and then can't make an extra point.
Just about as a field goal.
Ian Book was off. The whole team was off. Defense wasn't very good. And Trevor Lawrence and the Clemson Tigers came out to play. There's no excuse. Now what we have to do is focus on Alabama. Notre Dame does have a good history against Alabama, but Alabama, of course, as you all know, Mac Jones and Harris and the boys over there are an unbelievable team, and it's going to be a fight. I mean, let's be real. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit more later about Ohio State and everybody else that's in the top four here. Does Ohio State belong, Ray? Does Ohio State belong?
No. Yes. I'm not sure. I'm excited about Bama. I can't wait for Bama to give it to Notre Dame like Clemson did.
And listen, at this point, if Notre Dame plays the same way that they played against Clemson, we do not stand a chance, and we will be out as quick as we got out.
Listen, I'm one of those guys right now, and I'm going to tell you, Ohio State belongs there. Here's the reason why. More teams in the Big Ten, they played more than 5-6 games, right?
Yep. Yep.
Ohio State, they played Indiana, was a great team. Michael Penix Jr., if he didn't get hurt, I'd probably be lobbying for Indiana more just because they played more games and they played a tight game. Ohio State's the best team in the Big Ten. Now, does that say a lot? Not really, because the Big Ten stinks. But it's a Power 5 conference. They belong. Texas A&M, they don't belong there. People are saying Texas A&M, Texas A&M that. Guess what? Alabama beat Texas A&M 52-28. We don't want to watch that game again. We want to watch teams that haven't played. So guess what? Alabama, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Let's see Alabama get Alabama roll. The tide's going to roll through the Irish. I'm sorry. It might be a better game, though, than the Clemson game. It might be. Alabama gives up points.
So the spread is at 17.5 right now. I think 17.5, I feel like, is a lot.
It's heavy.
But it's heavy because Notre Dame played so poorly. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. And I'm going to give Ray – everybody pay attention to what I'm about to say right now. I'm giving Ray credit. He was right. He called it. I mean, he even called about the rushing yards. He was only 10 yards off. I'm going to give him credit on that. But the spread for the Notre Dame-Alabama game, I think Alabama 17.5, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a lot. But if Notre Dame had scored more points against Clemson, then obviously the spread would be a little bit closer. But 17.5, I feel like, is a lot. Alabama's defense is nowhere near as good as Clemson's, I don't think. So we'll see.
You
I
never,
mean, it's going to be tough.
Man. Listen, you know. Never know. Florida offense is dynamic. If there was a fourth team to put in, I'm going to be honest, I would have lobbied for Florida.
Yeah, I agree.
I would have been like, you know what, let's put in the Gators. Kyle Trask is a phenomenal quarterback. He can spin the ball. He spins the ball all over the field.
He does. He does.
I'm a huge fan of the Gators. I think they screwed themselves on that stupid 15-yard penalty by that idiot who took the cleat and threw it down the field to get a 15-yarder. You just cost your chance a shot at the college football playoffs.
Yep.
I bitched about it on my rant 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't pay attention on Sundays, I usually bitch about something.
It's a Sunday rant.
I mean, it's a Sunday rant. We did a lot tradition. Of ranting live, though, on Saturday. And, you know, he called me a big mouth and everything else. But I guess my big mouth was right this time.
You're right. You're right.
But, you know, just because, you know, I love you guys, I'm just going to play this song for you real quick. It's not going to be long. This is just showing my respect for the Irish. I talk a whole lot of crap about them. I do respect the team, and I wish them the best. But I'm going to tell you right now, your hands are going to be full come college football playoff time because the tide's going to roll.
They are going to roll. They're. I mean, this. You know, as a fan of Notre Dame, and it gives me goosebumps listening to it, but listen – Notre Dame's got a huge task ahead of them. They have a lot of work to put in over the next couple of weeks. Really, not even a couple of weeks. We got Christmas this week, folks. It's Christmas this Friday. It's Christmas this Friday. So they're playing on, is it January 1st? Is that the game? January 1st?
Yeah, New Year's Day, man.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
How perfect of a day to have a college football championship game. We got Bama, Notre Dame. We got Ohio State and Clemson. Clemson is going to whoop Ohio State and not even make them a thing. And then, listen, that the Alabama-Notre Dame game is going to be huge. Notre Dame has to come out on top. They have to play good or they do not stand a chance. They don't stand a chance. If we play like we played against Clemson, stand by Notre Dame fans like myself, we're going to have a really rough day. We just had last Friday. Saturday, I'm sorry.
I mean, everybody's talking Coastal Carolina, right? Yeah. We're going to talk college football playoffs. We got something coming up for you guys very shortly. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun. People are talking Coastal Carolina. How can we get Coastal Carolina in the college football playoff? Do you know how they got rewarded for the college football playoffs? Are you kidding me? What a joke.
Yeah.
Who do they match them up with? You could have matched them up with Cincinnati, an eight undefeated team. Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina, undefeated. It could have been a great thing. Instead, you match them up with Liberty? This isn't basketball.
Yeah.
This is college football. Oh, their game got canceled early in the season, so now they're gonna. It's a division. It's a freaking conference game, for Christ's sake. Let me double check that. I think I'm crazy right now.
No, I know. It's fun. I mean, listen, Coastal Carolina. We want to talk about teams that don't belong. Coastal Carolina. Listen, they had a great season. They played a full season. You know, props to them. They did a great job. And again, we're going to get into a little bit about Ohio State. We've had a lot of conversations about Ohio State, whether they belong or not. We've talked about the money involved in college football playoffs. Ohio State being a good team. They're a good team. But I think, I mean, listen, people say Texas A&M. People say in Florida. Listen, we'll talk about that. We're going to get into that. But right now.
Liberty. Okay. Coastal Carolina against Liberty. By the way, undefeated Coastal Carolina team. Is playing a Liberty team that is 9-1 independent, right?
Okay.
In their first, Carolina's the first in the East, whatever that is. Yeah. Who even knows what conference Coastal Carolina is in? It doesn't really matter. It's a joke.
It's not.
But they're only a 6.5-point favorite against Liberty. Liberty is a team that you root for in the field of 64 to be Cinderella. It's not a team you root for in the college football playoffs.
You're right. Like you said, it's not college basketball. It's college football. You got to pick the best teams. And it just angers me. Before we get into our new segment that we're going to start having here, folks, and it's really exciting, so stay tuned. Ray, do you think the four best teams were picked? Should real quick before we get into it, were the right teams picked, and should college football extend it out to six teams, eight teams?
Well, eight teams, no. Pretty much what it comes down to this year specifically, there's only two really good outstanding teams in college football, right? It's Clemson and it's Alabama. 1 and 2 is right. 3 and 4, I don't know. I believe Notre Dame's a top four team. I think Notre Dame could challenge Florida, maybe. I think. I don't know, though. The SEC was funny this year.
Yeah.
College football was funny. Not enough games played. By the way, Dabo is saying, Dabo Sweeney, Clemson coach, one of the best of to ever do it, is saying that Ohio State's at a disadvantage. Ohio State says
it. Of course they're at a disadvantage. Clemson's a great football team, and they haven't even played more than six games.
Well, he said that because there's only so much tape that they have to watch. Right. All they have to do is watch last year and five or six games from this year.
That's actually a very good
So point. You don't have to watch all this film to break down what's going on, you know, versus Ohio State. So Clemson has a huge advantage with that. Yep. The 7.5-point spread, that's going to go up by a lot, by the way. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes up to like – it's going to be double digits all day. 13 and a half.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 13 and a half is going to end at. It might be higher. Who knows? All right. Ohio State is not going to, I'm sorry. They smashed you last year. They're going to smash you again.
I mean, listen, and we'll get into this too, maybe a little bit later if we have time. And I think Dabo Sweeney also said one thing after the victory against Notre Dame. And I'm not going to say quote unquote, but he basically said that Trevor Lawrence's name should be involved with the Heisman Trophy talks. I posted up a quick question for everybody when I promoted the episode for tonight. Is Trevor Lawrence considered one of the best quarterbacks in college football history? Now, Ray and I talked about it a little today. We'll get into it a little bit. But before we do that, we have a new segment, guys. We have a new segment. The past couple of weeks, we've had Brian McDonald on our show. And he is a part of Legendary Sports Group. We've been talking over the past couple of weeks. He is a basketball fanatic. He's a football fanatic, but he's brilliant when it comes to the game of basketball. He has given us the opportunity to talk a little bit about some Christmas basketball that's going to be going on, right? So he's got a Naughty or Nice NBA Christmas Day basketball schedule that he put together. And the games are all going to be on Christmas Day. He's going to be covering the spreads. He wants to talk about who's going to win each game. And yes, guys, believe it or not, basketball is back already. Basketball's back. They had a very, very quick break. We had some free agent signings. We had some big contract signings. We talked a little bit about that last week. So Brian is going to be joining us here in a minute. We're going to post up real quick the schedule that Brian put together for us, the Naughty or Nice list. And that is going to be something that we're going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah, we're going to bring it up right now if we can.
Yeah, there it is.
Boom! Boom. There it is. What you like.
Folks, so
What a lineup.
What a lineup. It's a great lineup, guys. The Do Not Sports Christmas picks, Naughty or Nice. We got the first game. Pelicans at the Heat. They start at 12. Warriors at Bucks. Nets at Celtics. Mavericks at Lakers. Clippers at Nuggets. What a great Christmas Day lineup, Ray.
Dude, it's phenomenal.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. I can't wait to see Kyrie come to Boston.
Let's do it. So how about we do
let's
this?
Let's get Brian up in here.
We're going to talk some basketball like right now. Brian is going to be joining us from his man cave.
Yeah, he's man caved it.
Eventually, guys, when we're done with COVID protocol, we're going to bring him in. And there he is.
There he is.
We got our guy, Brian McDonald. Brian, what's going on, brother? How's everything going? The big show, baby. There he is. Enjoy himself. Oh,
man, you better clear your speakers, dude. I hear a whole lot of interference going on.
That's not the point, Ray. The point is that's just my intro. How's it going, guys?
What's happening, brother?
What's up, Ray? How you doing?
What's a good word?
Listen, man, we're just excited. We're happy to have you on, dude. And I do love the big show intro. It's pretty good. It's very good, actually. I'd rather hear maybe a little – some glass shattering and cracking two beers and chugging them at the same time and maybe smashing them over your over your head. But that's just
it's a preference.
Yeah. We all do our own thing. Yeah,
that's something to take into consideration for next Tuesday.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, definitely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that idea. So first off real quick, Brian, thank you very much. We're really excited about this, man. We've talked a lot lately, me, you and Ray. We're excited to have you as a part of our team, being kind of our basketball guy. We know you're a huge football guy too. So
we're going to dip into everything.
We're going to dip into a little bit of everything tonight. So why don't we do this? So you made us a really cool Do Not Sports Naughty or Nice Christmas Day basketball picks. Why don't you start us off with the first game? Give us the spread. Tell us what you think. Let's break it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you guys were saying, it's, you know, this Christmas is actually going to be probably one of the better lineups that we've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. and, you know, starting off with the first game at 12 o'clock. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the spread. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do for each game, I'm going to do who Vegas has all the monies on right now. Okay. So for the first game, Pelicans +5, they're playing at Miami. That's a noon game. And right now the Pelicans have just over 65% of all money on that +5.
Okay.
So as I go through each of these five games, Pelicans are obviously the heavy favorite in terms of the money being put on them. And I have that as a naughty pick. Okay. Naughty. Pelicans. Yeah. They got Bledsoe, Ingram. They got Zion, Lonzo running point. Team's going to be pretty good. But there was not a bigger Heat fan. As much as I do love LeBron, there wasn't a bigger Heat fan than me last, shouldn't say last year, 3 months ago. This Heat team is unbelievable. And, you know, they're so young, and the fact that they got the experience that they got, you know, last year going all the way to the finals. I don't know if you guys saw the new jerseys that they got. I think they're going to rock them on Christmas Day, those neon Miami Vice type jerseys. So they're going to be rocking those.
Those are beautiful. I mean, I do like those uniforms.
Oh, dude, they're hot. They're hot. I mean, I got to go with Jimmy here. So I'm going against the money right now. I'm going Heat -5 as my pick for that game. So Pelicans +5. That is a very naughty pick as the first game. Okay. Second game, we got the Warriors at Bucks. Now, this change of opinion as I'm watching the Nets absolutely destroy the Warriors right now. They're up 20 in the second quarter. But, you know, all the money's on the Bucks -8. You know, initial thought was, even though that Clay is out, you know, I still think that Steph's all fired up to get back out there. So that's a lot to cover, especially for a first game. However, watching them play right now against the Nets, it's no Clay, no pay. I mean, this team is going to struggle. So I'm going to go Bucks -8 as the nice pick. The money's, a lot of the money's on the Bucks. I want to say over 70% of all Vegas money's in the Bucks right now. So I'm going to go nice play with the Bucks as the second game. Rolling into number 3, we have Nets -1 against the Celtics. This has been going back and forth from a pick'em to -1. You know, the Nets right now, they look great. You know, but then again, they are playing the Warriors, you know, minus Steph and an old Draymond Green. You know, the team's pretty much a dumpster fire. So
no,
I do like the, what was that?
No.
The Warriors.
Give them a shot. It's only the first half. Steph's going to heat up. Steph's going to heat up.
I really hope so. But all I'm saying is 80% of their offense is revolving around Steph with Clay out. So it's
how's tough. Wiseman looking?
It's tough. Yeah.
He's a rook.
I mean, Brian, he's
raw.
Yeah.
How much damage is that going to cause the team with Clay being out? I mean, he's huge. He's huge. I mean, is that the difference of a winning season and not having a winning season?
Absolutely. You know, and I think we saw how detrimental it is when both of them were out last year. But, you know, like I was talking about last episode, the NBA is, it's a guard league. You know, who really gives a shit, excuse my language, how great your forwards are. I mean, whoever has the best backcourt typically wins a championship. You know, and, you know, the Lakers were an exception because of how athletic and everything that LeBron and AD are. But, you know, whoever has the better guards is going to win. And like I said, relying so heavy on Steph with Clay out, like Clay, they were essentially Batman and Robin. Like, I don't know if you guys remember Batman and Robin, but I'll tell you what, man.
Of course.
Batman, he's no one without his Robin. You know,
it's almost like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, like Bonnie and Clyde. You know, almost like my wife and I when, you know, when we go shopping. Yeah. You know, without her, we don't really get what we need. Like if I go alone in the grocery store without my Robin, I come back home, I get yelled at. You forgot this, you forgot that. And that's essentially what's happening on the Warriors right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen this season. Steph needs his wife.
Okay.
All right. So break it down for the next one, buddy.
That's second game. All right. Rolling into the third game of Christmas Day. We have Nets -1 back and forth with the Celtics. Like I said, I do like the Celtics here. I really do. I think they're an incredible team. Even though they are young, they're, you know, have a full year under the belt with their starting.
We lost him.
I think we lost him.
Oh, we lost him.
Stand by. Stand by. We'll get Brian back on here in a minute.
Yep.
That's all right. See, guys, what happens?
Listen, he said he's – the Nets are looking good, apparently.
The Nets are smoking Golden State, apparently.
Oh, man, the freaking Nets. Are you shitting me?
The Nets are good. They're going to be good, man. I mean, everybody's healthy now. Kyrie's healthy. I mean, Kyrie, he's doing some weird stuff, though. Kyrie.
Well, he's a little kind of awkward anyway.
Sage everywhere. And I mean, KD's back. I mean, KD's one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course they're going to be good. That's what they planned on. That's why they joined forces and joined over there in Brooklyn. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, while we're waiting for Brian to get back on, this happens. It's a live show. It is what it is. Not a big deal.
Coming in hot.
It happens. We're coming in hot here at Pie Hop Studio.
But we're taking a little break here.
Let's do it.
Maybe we'll give a little shout out to our sponsor over there in Groton, Route 184, Great Brook Sports. You guys should probably go check them out.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good stuff going on over there. They have two simulators in one area, and then over in their pro shop, they actually have a whole nother simulator.
Yep.
They're even selling disc golf. By the way, I was checking it out. Those discs are actually all different weights, so you can tell which one's your driver, which one's your short club, which one's your mid club. So it was actually really cool. I never knew that frisbee golf was like that.
Yeah.
So. They have frisbee golf. They have regular golf. They have golf bags. They have high end. They have low end. They have beginner. They have advanced. You want blades? They got them. You need composite? They got them.
They got everything over there.
They got the driving range. And by the way, we got some stuff to give away.
Yeah, we have a giveaway, guys, that we're going to be doing here pretty soon. Great Brook has given us some awesome prizes and some awesome giveaways, which we are going to announce this week. There's going to be some rules that you're going to have to follow. There's going to be a couple things that you're going to have to do. We may have some range time. We may have some simulator time. We may have some buckets of balls to give away. I don't know. We're going to pick and choose which ones we think are right. And guess what? All you got to do is tune in this week. I know it's Christmas.
We're sending them.
I know there's the holidays and stuff going on right now. But what you guys need to do is pay attention to our Instagram and Facebook page. We're going to do a little live video here. Maybe even over the next couple of days. Maybe tonight. We don't know. You got to stay tuned. You got to follow us. And, we're going to be doing some giveaways. Everybody that is loving golf and everybody that wants to play golf or learn or get some practice in, pay attention. We got a live giveaway that we're going to be doing here pretty soon. So, Great Brook Sports, we appreciate you guys for being a sponsor. And we're going to get some stuff out to you guys here pretty soon. But you have to follow Facebook, Instagram, the whole nine. And we'll give you the rules and all that good stuff here coming up pretty soon. So, guys, so minor technical difficulty here. It happens. This is part of what happens, you know. It's it is what it is. So we were talking to Brian McDonald, and we were talking some basketball and the Christmas Day schedule. And so far he took the Miami Heat against the Pelicans, he took the Bucks against the Golden State Warriors. He took the Nets. I think, was he talking about the Nets?
Listen, he loves the Nets. He loves the Nets.
So, and then the only two games we have left are the Mavericks, Lakers, and then the Clippers and Nuggets. So hopefully we'll get him back up here momentarily. If not, we can just try calling him on the phone, and then we'll try doing that. So everybody just bear with us. We hope everybody's having a good night. We're here at Pie Hop Studio in Norwich, 80 Broadway, here in downtown Norwich, Connecticut. Great place to come down, guys. Come down, have a beer, have a pizza, have some food. We appreciate Pie Hops for hosting us and having our studio here. Do we have Brian on the line?
Brian, what's up, bro?
We're here, boys.
Hey, sorry for that little mishap we had there. I accidentally kicked the computer and I got shit all screwed up. I got happy feet. I was like Jim Everett, if you remember who that guy was.
Typical Ray messing it up. What? To be quite honest with you, I was talking to myself for like 2 minutes before I realized that I was off air there. But what was the last game that I was that before it cut out? What was the last game?
I think we were talking about the Warriors, how they stink. Then we were going to go into the Nets Nets Celtics game. Nets Celtics, so if you want to dive into Kyrie coming back to Boston and all the hype involved around that game, I would love to hear it.
Absolutely, I think everyone's been waiting for this game, and I mean. You guys know how much I despise Kyrie Irving. Absolutely hate him. So, anytime I get to bet against Kyrie, is a good day. UConn, regardless of what the spread is, who they're playing at, it doesn't even matter. But however, in this circumstance, I do, you know, basketball-wise, the Celtics are the better team. They played together more. You know, even though they are young, they've had a few years of experience under their belt. And, you know, Vegas is really heavy. A lot of money is heavy on the Nets right now. Over 70% of all money is on the Nets, floating back between a pick'em and Brooklyn minus one. However, I do like Boston. You know, regardless if I do hate Kyrie or not, I think this Boston team, when they run on all cylinders, they're bringing their starting five back, you know, minus Hayward. They're fun to watch. And, you know, this Nets team, they haven't played together, so it's going to take them a little while to figure it out. So I'm going to hammer down on Boston here, game three.
Wow.
Okay.
Listen, I hope that hammer time is not the same hammer time you did for your seven-week parlay on Sunday. That's all I got to say.
My 17 parlay did not pan out well this past Sunday, but you know that's another conversation, Raymond.
And it's another sport.
Right.
We're not going to be confused, and we'll talk about it later. Let's finish this little naughty or nice thing.
All right. Yeah, no problem. So we got Maverick, Maverick plus six against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it's a very small margin, but 56% of the money is on Dallas right now. Plus six.
Wow. Is that surprising to you, Brian?
Very, very surprising. This is actually, I wrote down, this is my top play of the day. Lakers, that's a naughty pick with the Mavericks. I'm going Lakers minus six. You know, take out your IRA, take out your Roth, whatever money you have saved up. You're going to hammer down on the Lakers, you know, picking up Schroeder, Gasol, Trez. You know, they just re-signed Kuzma, Talon Horton Tucker, who no one heard of before, coming out of nowhere. Their bench is unbelievable, you know, with LeBron and AD. And not to mention, so I don't know who down in Las Vegas was in charge of heading this spread up, but I don't know if they know down in Vegas that Porzingis is not playing. So it's essentially going to be Luka against the Lakers. And, you know, no matter how great he is, and I do love Luka, this is a tough task. It's impossible.
Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry.
No. Without Porzingis, you know, they don't even have a chance to win the game or cover the six. So I'm saying Lakers win by 15 to 20.
Blowout.
Yeah, blowout city. So like I said, take out whatever you have in your savings. You know, instead of getting that, 4 to 6% return in your Roth this year, just throw it right on the Lakers. And, you know, we'll hammer down Lakers minus six to the bank. I get it in soon though, because that spread could go. I feel like that spread could go.
Love it.
I'm surprised. 56% of Vegas has money on the Mavs in that game. That kind of blows my mind a little bit, man.
Well, there's usually a reason for that, and Vegas is Vegas for a reason.
They may know something we don't know. You know.
I mean, I'm not. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if the Lakers give Luka the Clippers treatment and they just beat the shit out of him,
they could.
Who knows, man? It's a regular season game. It means nothing. Yes, it's Christmas Day. But it's Christmas. It's a regular season game. They don't play defense. They don't. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. No, I agree.
You know? Listen, who knows? Lucas could score 45 points tomorrow.
Never know.
Lose by 20.
Going with the gut, I got Lakers. So that's game four. That's at 8 o'clock. Okay, so that's a prime time game.
Yeah.
And then late night special, we got the Clippers and Nuggets. Pick them right now.
I love that game.
Pretty much even money, even though the Nuggets have 53% of the money. It's pretty much even split. I think it's that matchup a few months ago. I can't wait for Murray and Jokic to bring it to them. I'm not the biggest Clippers fan. You know, they were so hyped up all last year. They were just a bunch of random guys put together on a team expected to do great. You know, when really it was, it just wasn't a good fit. And, you know, I really don't see them, you know, going far this year either. I don't see them, you know, beating the Lakers if they even make it to the finals. I don't see it happening. So, you know, the Nuggets are a better team. And, you know, the fact this is what bothers me. The fact that people still give Paul George money to play basketball just really bothers me. It just really bothers me. It's like, I like doing real world examples. Okay. So you work for Travelers Insurance and you're in their IT department. Okay. Imagine getting a paycheck for years as an IT employee and you don't know how to turn your computer on. Okay. That's what Paul George essentially has been doing, you know, the past God knows how many years.
He turned it on a little bit last year in the playoffs. I mean, he was a little bit of a mess. He kind of turned it on a game here and there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he should. He's extremely talented, but he's a bona fide loser. He always will be. And the fact that he's still getting high money.
Hey, you just made me snort live. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. But yeah, I mean, not the fact that he's in the league, the fact that he's getting paid a high dollar, the fact that he's getting paid as a top 20 player in the NBA is really frustrating to me. I'm going Nuggets here. We're going Nuggets, pick them, even if it gets to one or two. I just love watching Murray and Jokic. I think we're going to see what we saw from like Murray, what we saw from these young guys in the bubble is, you know, this season, the fact that we're going to have a full season under our belt is, you know, get ready because, you know, Murray's going to make some noise. And I don't think we know how truly talented this dude is. And, you know, hopefully we see a little bit of it this year because, you know, he's going to be a top five player in the NBA.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. What are the odds of Murray winning the MVP this year?
I don't know. You know what? So here's what really bothers me. I mean, I know everyone kind of has the same opinion, but regardless of what sport it is, we're talking basketball, football, hockey, baseball, it doesn't matter. The MVP voting has become so political.
Sure.
Like for instance, the fact that the whole Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes thing is a debate this year is boggles my mind. Aaron Rodgers has dealt, a 5-4 against the blackjack at the blackjack table, and Aaron Rodgers has beaten that hand every single time. Okay, so what Aaron Rodgers is doing with what he has is unbelievable compared to Pat Mahomes, arguably has a top 5 to top 7 most talented offenses in the NFL history.
Sure.
You know, in regards to offensive line, he's got 4 to 5 potential Pro Bowl receivers, including tight end. And then he's got 2 to 3 starting running backs. So, you know, what Aaron Rodgers is doing, it's not even a debate. I hate talking about it because to me, it's just a stupid, stupid debate. And it's become so political in the MVP race. It's most valuable player. It's not best player. Who's the most valuable player to their team in the entire league? And it's become such a political, you know, shindig that I think Luka and, you know, the fact that Zion has the social media presence and everyone's gloating him and blowing him up, like, you know, between Zion and Luka, it's going to be a back and forth, you know, MVP talk for a while, but it's just so political is my whole point.
Listen, I'm a closet Denver Nuggets fan this year. I am super impressed. I watched pretty much the whole bubble last year. I haven't watched any NBA for like forever just because I kind of fell off after MJ left. Sure. And I didn't like the way things were going. And obviously, you know, my not so much love for LeBron. But watching Murray last year.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray.
It's incredible.
Dude, he's a beast. He put the team on his back. The series between them and the Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell, dude, that was like one for the eight. That was like one of the best series I've ever watched in my life.
Unbelievable.
Those really dudes. Was. Yeah. This dude's dropping 42. He's dropping 45. He's got 45 and 10 and 10. And it's just like double, double, triple, double, amazing basketball. And I'm excited to be honest with you. I have not been this excited about the NBA in probably 20 years. Yeah. And it's not because I want the Lakers to win another one. I don't want that to happen.
Right.
I am like, listen, LeBron did what he needed to do. He went out and he recruited the best player in basketball to play by his side so he can buy himself another championship. Yes, he's going to do his part, and he's going to be the rebounder, contributor, you know, bulldozer, you know, knocking people over so he can dunk the ball or put it in the hoop, whatever he does. I'm going in on you because I know you're just a super LeBron lover.
No, I mean, hey, that's fine. You know, I mean, like I said, I can do whatever you throw at me. You know, I can either dodge stuff, weave, I can throw right back at you. Yeah. You know, like really think about the whole AD thing.
Listen, I just threw you an alley-oop. Do something with it.
You actually threw me a huge alley-oop because, you know, this debate is laughable. AD wasn't even really talked about when he was playing down in New Orleans. Yeah, sure.
He was talked about. Are you kidding?
Listen, every time you turn on SportsCenter or ESPN since he joined the Lakers, you see AD and LeBron. When he was down in New Orleans, they showed his highlights. They barely had any primetime television games. Barely. Maybe one, maybe two. I think the Lakers had 18 this past year.
That's because they stink. New Orleans stinks.
But here's my other point. Thank you for giving me another alley. Appreciate it. So AD played down there for, I believe, 7 years or 8 years down in New Orleans. And I don't know if you won a playoff game down there. So the fact that everyone's saying, oh, he's been the best player in the NBA. Where was this talk before this year? Well, what about the 7 or 8 years he was down in New Orleans when he had better lineup than LeBron had in Cleveland for 7 or 8 years? I mean, and LeBron took those teams to finals and Eastern Conference finals. And not to mention,
who the hell did Anthony Davis have in New Orleans? Please. Who did he have? Listen, LeBron, the first year LeBron went to the finals with the Cavs, they didn't have a good team. Then he went out and he recruited players. First he left. And then he had to join Ray Allen and he had to join Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Not one all-star, not two all-stars, not three all-stars, but four. And they were going to win, not one, but two, whatever, dude. I just mimicked this whole little stupid, and I'm taking my talents to South Beach. I'm all set with that shit. That's why I don't like LeBron. But the team in Cleveland, when they won it, he still had all-stars. Do you remember Kevin Love when he was with Minnesota? Wait, not Minnesota. Where was he? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was with Minnesota. That dude was grabbing. He was double-double. He was 15 and 18, and that dude was grabbing rebounds like crazy. He was almost like Dennis Rodman, but he could shoot the ball. Then he went to Cleveland, and he couldn't rebound. He still scored, but Kevin Love, Kyrie, and LeBron. Now you have three all-stars again. I don't know. I'm not really – Anthony Davis has never had that other player to take him to that next level. He's always been a dominant force.
Absolutely. I'm referring to like if you compare Anthony Davis' first 7 years in the league with LeBron's first 7 years in the league, I'm not referring to LeBron going back to Cleveland. When LeBron played in the league and he had Mo Williams and Ilgauskas and Anderson Varejao and Delonte West, that was arguably one of the worst NBA teams, if you take LeBron out, in the history of the NBA.
To make it to the finals.
And not only did he do that, he brought like four straight Eastern Conference Finals, brought him to a NBA Finals, and Anthony Davis' first 7 years in the league had a way better talented lineup, and he didn't do anything down there. So LeBron, obviously Anthony Davis is an extremely talented top 5 to 7 player in the NBA, but, you know, before this year, I didn't hear anyone bring up Anthony Davis being one of the best players in the NBA. No one. And if you said you did, you're a liar, because no one ever brought his name up before he joined with LeBron.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. We're going to have to go back on some old film at Do Not Sports where I said Anthony Davis was the best player in basketball. Matter of fact, LeBron recruited the best player in basketball because that's what I said.
Hey, I see what he's saying, though. What he's saying is he clearly wasn't getting the attention and everything that he's getting.
Who's going to get the attention in New Orleans?
I mean, listen, clearly
LeBron got it in Cleveland.
Right.
Listen, Cleveland is an interesting place.
It is. Well,
listen, best of luck to not the Lakers this year. That's all I'm saying.
No, I was just going to say they got everything lined up. You know, I know you not a big fan, but I mean,
no,
what LeBron has lined up over there, like I said before, won the championship this past year. He's got three-peat written all over this.
Three-peat, yeah, definitely. They got all the pieces of the puzzle in play. So
absolutely. But here's now, really quick, because I know we can do a whole segment on this, and I don't want to take up too much time. Okay. One of probably my, I wouldn't say best argument, but when you're, you know, bringing up the whole LeBron playing with him, LeBron doing this, yada, yada. Michael, let's just.
Don't you dare bring Michael Jordan into this.
I'm not bringing up the debate between Michael and LeBron. Okay. All I'm bringing is, you know, I don't think LeBron gets enough credit in terms of what he's accomplished with what little he's had. And what I mean by that, okay, what I mean by that is, when LeBron was growing up, he lived in a slide. I think for 3 years, he lived in a playground slide. Okay, MJ grew up wealthy. MJ's family was wealthy. Played in a, his parents had a good head on his shoulders. Went to North Carolina, played under Dean Smith, one of the greatest college coaches, not only in basketball, but in sports of all time. And then he played under Phil Jackson, who was arguably the best, if not the best, NBA coach of all time. Then you have LeBron, okay, with the pressure put on him. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as he was living in a playground. So I don't think that really gets talked about a lot, where you, what he's accomplished and from 17 years old until now, almost 40 in a few years. He's had to, even though he's had to go from team to team because everything wasn't given to him. Okay, I'm not saying everything was given to MJ, but MJ was in a better position throughout his entire basketball career than LeBron was. So, you know, I just don't think LeBron gets enough credit from what he's done and sustained with the, you know, level of pressure put on him from high school up until now. And let's not talk about LeBron's never got arrested, never done anything bad, been the best role model. So that's got to come into the equation a little bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can think, and Brian, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. I grew up an MJ fan, so that's who, I mean, you grew up in Chicago. So you got to really see where MJ shined when you were growing up. So
yeah.
I'm an MJ fan. I think, you're right. As much as LeBron has become this almost like a political figure in the NBA, I mean, a lot of people look to him. Let's be real. He's the face of the NBA. I mean, there's nobody else.
Sure.
So he became, especially with everything that's been going on the last year, he became a political figure in the NBA. Everybody's looking to him to make decisions, this, that, and the other thing. A lot of people forget. They see what he says and some of the things he says. They don't agree with a lot of people. Some of the things he said hasn't agreed with me. I know certainly Ray feels the same way. And I'm sure a lot of people that are LeBron fans feel like, maybe he shouldn't have said that, or maybe that doesn't sound right. But you can't deny what he's done for the school system and what he's done for the youth and for his communities. I mean, it's unbelievable work that he's done, and nobody can deny him of that. Sure. So LeBron really is, he really does play like kind of the villain, and he kind of plays the good guy at times. So there's no denying, I don't think, that LeBron is currently right now the face of the NBA. And I think we could go back and forth about MJ and LeBron all day. But I mean, LeBron's done some great things. And then he's said, I don't even want to say he's done bad things because he hasn't, but maybe he's said things in this political climate that haven't agreed with everybody.
Yeah. You know? No, 100%. And, you know, part of it, like I said before, you know, we're in such a, you know, LeBron was the forefront in the social media era. And, you know, when MJ was around doing what he was doing, shady shit on the weekend, there was no podcast on Tuesday nights talking about it. There was no Instagram or Facebook. So, MJ would have been a villain if social media and, you know, the media in general, podcasts, et cetera, were what they are today. It's in the whole political thing. Listen, I mean, I agree. There's a time and a place for everything to be said. And Adam Silver, sort of the past like 2 years, especially this year, really let off the slack and, you know, like stood behind his players and, you know, they spoke on issues, that obviously people agreed with, some people didn't. And, you know, obviously there's a time and a place for everything, but that's really what has rubbed people the wrong way. And, you know, so obviously with me too, there's a lot of shit that LeBron said and Chris Paul, who low-key opens his mouth a lot on the political issues and, you know, Kyrie, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but so, none of those guys, they don't get the backlash like LeBron gets the backlash.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's on another level.
And you know, I think, you know, reverting back to, Magic Johnson. We're talking Muhammad Ali. We're talking Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, there was a lot of athletes that spoke out way more abrasively and stuff that LeBron and these guys have. But like I said, they were like, you know, really, really bad issues back then. But, you know, when people say, oh, sports, stick to playing basketball, shut up and dribble. Well, that's never happened. And, right. And you know, just because you don't believe it happened, that's because there was no media. But, you know, George Frazier, the boxing era especially, but a lot of guys in the 60s and 70s and the 50s, they were traveling the world speaking on issues and opening up their mouths. But it's just the era that we live in. You know, it's sure. Instagram, Facebook. It's, you know, we believe everything we see online. It's
yep.
It's just different era. But, you know, that, like I said, that's
no, you're right. You're right. You're spot on, man. You're spot on.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, Brian. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for our naughty or nice picks. We appreciate it. Real quick before you go, and we're going to get into this a little bit next week because the games aren't until the following week. Real quick,
sure.
Off the top of your head, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State. Who you got?
Clemson, Alabama. How you doing? Championship. I think I.
Yeah, what you think about that, boy?
I love it.
That's how we do things around here.
Even though I did like that double point cushion this past Saturday, I mean, Clemson is. They're the best team in college football.
I think so.
Trevor Lawrence deserves to win the Heisman. You know, even though Jones out of Alabama and what's his name are having an incredible season, you know, I really think that it's Clemson's year. I do think they're going to win it. I do think it's going to be a Clemson-Alabama championship.
Again.
I don't know, man. Notre Dame doesn't do it for me. They haven't all year. They're on the defensive side of the ball. They're secondary. They just make me want to turn the TV off. If they had a really good secondary, let's just talk about the 40 spot. They let up a 31 spot. They let up a 31 spot. They let up a 28 spot. A 34 spot. I mean, their defense isn't great. They let up almost 30 to Florida State, who's garbage. Mm. Their secondary is just pretty bad. So yeah. It's a shame because their offense is unbelievable. But I do think Clemson, Alabama, and I have Clemson winning it, and I have them winning by 10 in the championship. I don't.
Fantastic. Brian, we appreciate you, man. We're, like I said, we talked a little bit before. We're really excited about you having joining up a little bit with us and doing some basketball every week. We will
totally.
We will be talking to you again. Obviously, we'll probably be talking tomorrow. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about basketball, Christmas Day basketball next week, obviously, and then we're going to talk about some more games coming up next week. So, Brian, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we're excited to have you do some segment for us every week here at the Ray Bones and Otto Show, man. We appreciate it.
No doubt, guys. You have yourself a hell of a night. And I don't know, maybe we can put up an Indeed ad and get a new tech guy over there.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. It happens. And we're going to fix it.
Brian, that ain't right.
hey, I'm kidding. I'm sure the guy's a nice guy, but let's give it.
I think it's an internet issue, bro, is what I think it is. But, hey, we'll figure it out.
The internet is an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. Even when I want to record something myself, I got to do it 10 times before I get it right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's because you get stuck in the mirror all the time. Hey, man, good talking to you later.
All right, everybody. That was our good buddy, Brian McDonald. Oh,
God, Brian, you son of a. Irish guy.
He's hilarious. He's a good dude.
No, he busts my balls every single day.
He's one of the biggest ball busters. That's why I like having him on, because he will go up against you any day and take you. He will still take you.
He's still giving me a hard time about my salmon shirt and my
Well, it was a horrible outfit.
Camo. I mean,
there's really no
dude. I don't have freaking Clemson clothes, and I it is what it is. Sorry.
Well, hey, listen, it is what it is. All right, so again, guys, that was Brian. We are down here at the Pie Hop Studio, 80 Broadway in Norwich, Connecticut, 06360. Come down, have a beer, have some pizza, some of the best lobster mac and cheese I've ever had.
By the way.
Oof, so good.
That's a whoa. They do pies and hops every Monday and Tuesday. So come down to Pie Hops for pies and hops. Yep. That means beer and pizza, folks. Beer and pizza.
Beer and pizza, and they believe that there's a percentage off, too.
20%, I believe. Off. So you can get 20% off beer and pizza every Monday and Tuesday down here in Norwich, Connecticut. It's 80 Broadway.
Yep.
And get some beer and pizza, man. 20, bring your kids. Off? They
Are
can
you
have.
Kidding me? Are you kidding me, Ray? 20% off?
You know, it's kind of cool when I say it, but you can't mimic me.
Right, I can't mimic you, but I was trying to just, I was going to try and get you to repeat it because it sounded cool at the time, but apparently
it's not cool when you say it before me. It's more organic when I do it on my own.
Well, I'm just saying, are you kidding me?
So now come on down, check it out. They got a lot of good pizza, no lobster mac and cheese on Monday and Tuesday. We get you, you get a nice pizza and they cook it really well. It's really nice. It's delicious. They have a lot of good beers on tap in a can. If you're an IPA guy, come check it out.
I just had the new Abomination tonight.
It's called Fuck Off.
F2020.
Oh, Fuck 2020. Sorry.
That's literally the name.
That's what it's called. So if your children are listening, I apologize. Yeah,
sorry. It's F2020 is the name of the beer. So good. Abomination is they're big here at Pie Hops. They have, you name it, they have Fat Orange Cat, which is another big one, right?
They got Abomination. They got Abomination. Two Roads. They got Tox. They've got
Tox is Tox is sour.
They've got good. Sip of Sunshine. Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of good beer. So just come down, check it out.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
If I had a goatee like that, I'd think my wife would divorce me. Yeah. Well, you know what, Brian? It took me 39 years. I know you're only like 32, and you're probably hairier than a fucking gorilla.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And she is the reason that I have this fucking sad goatee, because she can't look at me if I don't. So, but if she wasn't smoking hot,
yeah,
I would still listen to her. She's a great person.
She's a great person, great photographer. I mean, she's got it all.
So. Brian.
Well,
Brian,
so Brian. Listen, we talked the NBA. Obviously, NBA starting up tonight, Brian, Christmas Brian. Day. We had those big games. Brian came through with the spreads. Ray, real quick. Let's get into this past weekend.
Charlie!
We can talk about that, and then we're going to talk real quick about holy upsets this weekend in the NFL.
Holy, are you kidding me?
There it is. Perfect. He did it. I gave him a layup, folks.
On cue.
He did it. Fantastic. Okay, real quick.
Just exit the stadium, Jets.
They won a game, folks.
They won a game.
They won a friggin' game against a really good friggin' team, the team that you picked to win the Super Bowl this year.
And they still could.
And they still could win. It was just a really bad weekend and a really bad day for the Rams.
Let me talk about the Rams real quick.
Rams.
Do you know who the Rams play this weekend?
I didn't even get a chance to look.
They play the Seattle Seahawks.
They're going to probably win that game.
So guess what was happening?
What do you think they were? Do you think they lost on purpose?
They skipped over the Jets and they game planned for Seattle for 2 weeks, just kind of like Florida did against LSU.
You think so?
100%. They overlooked the Jets. They thought they could probably put less time in the film room to beat the Jets.
I see what you're saying. So they kind of just didn't prepare at all.
No, they didn't prepare. They prepared. It was that they lost a home game to the Jets.
That's horrible. It's horrible.
Freaking ridiculous. So anyway, it is what it is.
It's embarrassing.
The Rams are playing the Seahawks, by the way, who are the leader of that division. Mm-hmm. The Rams are probably going to beat them in Seattle. 12th man's not around.
Yeah.
Rams, my prediction, Rams go to Seattle. They beat the Seahawks, and then bang. Next thing you know, they're the 3 seed in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So, or 4 seed, whatever it is.
And I mean, and then you look at the Steelers game last night against the Bengals. Holy moly.
3 in a row.
Hey. Steelers fans can't like listen. Josh Cameron, where you at, dude?
Yeah, he's quiet. He's
where like you a, at? Come on, man. We got a lot of Steelers fans that watch the show, and I would just like to know what the heck is going on. Crickets. crickets everywhere with these Steelers fans. The Steel Curtain clearly has not been.
They only talk. They only talk when it's time to talk.
Juju, stop dancing in the middle of the field, bro.
You ain't Baker.
You're not that good. I'm sorry. This year, I took you in fantasy earlier than I should have this year. Shame on you, Juju. You stink. You freaking stink.
He don't stink. He just got knocked off his feet. He's actually really good, but
he embarrassed himself.
Hey, listen, big shots to Deontay Johnson for catching every ball thrown his way this weekend.
Yeah, he did it.
You know, yesterday, last night. Great job, bro.
Yep.
Claypool, still a beast. But let's just talk about three in a row. The biggest story is not really the Pittsburgh Steelers losing three in a row. The biggest story of the year is that Steelers play the Colts this weekend. The Colts are really good. They're really good. Colts put up some offensive points. Steelers' offense is struggling. Colts' defense is top two or three. Good luck, Colts.
Yeah.
You give that Steelers team another L. Cleveland wins week 16. Week 17, we have a showdown, folks.
Yep.
We have Pittsburgh-Cleveland. Not to mention, can we just, like, give a shout-out to the Cleveland Browns? Holy crap, you're going to make the playoffs?
I said this when we talked about it in the beginning of the year when the Browns
playoffs.
When the Browns started off 3-0, I said the Browns aren't getting enough credit. They're a good team. Not for nothing, they're playing better without Odell Beckham. Just throwing that out there.
Nah, whatever.
I'm just saying, you're looking at the team. Baker Mayfield is finally starting to show up. I guess all those commercials are paying off. Maybe he's learning a little bit from all those.
Maybe he's got no pressure to throw the ball to number 13.
That's what I'm saying. Odell hasn't been around, and they've been mushing as a team. They're finally molding together as a team. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Good Lord.
God, I love it.
The frigging Cleveland Browns.
I love it. And I hope they win a couple of playoff games, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I'm not a Browns fan.
Baker takes them all the way, man. Baker's like, for me, Baker's one of those guys. I love him and hate him. Sometimes I love him. Sometimes I think he's a piece of garbage. But really, the dude's entertaining to watch.
Listen, the Browns
are entertaining to watch. I don't know. I like them. I like the Browns all year long.
Well, when you have two guys in the backfield, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb.
Nasty.
Makes your job a little bit easier. Not to mention, David Njoku is probably one of the most athletic tight ends in the entire league. He doesn't get enough credit. He doesn't get enough balls thrown his way.
Right.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Njoku's a stud. Browns are, I guess they're for real. I mean.
Browns are for real. They're no joke this year, man. Look at the record.
Listen, how about Derrick Henry. He's like a man playing against little boys.
He is. Yeah, he's like the Hulk.
He's the Hulk.
He's the Hulk in the Avengers, man.
He's the Hulk on steroids.
To the side. Is that even a thing? He's pushing people over there. He's making people look tiny, throwing them all over the field. The guy is a freak of nature. Just an absolute animal. He's an animal. What else is there to say? I mean, you pick him or Dalvin Cook. Who are you taking?
Oh, man, really? I don't know. Flip a coin.
Right.
One guy catches the ball, one guy doesn't. I mean, he catches some balls. Dalvin Cook's pretty dynamic. If I had to pick, I'd probably have to go with the King.
Yeah, I mean, Henry's just
unbelievable. King Henry.
Unbelievable.
King Henry. Unbelievable. While we're talking about unbelievable, remarkable, like the greatest things ever in the world, and this thing excites me the most. But before we get into that, we're just going to give another shout to our sponsor over there, 184 in Groton. Great Brooks Sports. We're in the Pie Hop studio.
Yeah.
And we are going to give some buckets of balls and some simulator time away. You guys have to stay tuned. Stick to our page. We're probably going to give it away. We might be giving something away before Christmas. We're going to do a live feed on our page.
Maybe even Christmas Eve. We're getting together on Christmas
Maybe
Eve.
Christmas Eve. We're getting Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you name it. We do it Sunday morning. We're going to do our Sharp 5, and we're going to talk some sports. If you guys share this, whoever shares this the most and tags two friends, we're going to hook you up. We're just going to hook you up from now till Sunday. From now till Friday. We're going to go till Friday because
Christmas.
So we got 3 days.
Yeah.
We're going to go 3 days, right? From now till Friday. That's Christmas Day, right?
Christmas Day is Friday, brother.
Now till Christmas Day, we're going to give you guys something. We'll give 2 hours of simulator time over at Graybrook. We'll give you a bucket of balls. We have buckets for days.
Yeah.
You guys want to hit some golf balls? I know I want to hit golf balls. I need to hit golf balls.
Not a bad Christmas.
I need practice.
I need practice too. I need a lot.
He needs a lot more practice than I do. I can tell you that, Brian McDonald. You're probably going to need some practice too. That's all I'm saying. All I know is you're a golfer.
Yeah.
Probably coming for you now. All that shit talk here got going on, and that's fine. I can handle it.
Yeah. So share our page, guys. Share our page on Facebook. Get people to go to our YouTube page. We're going to bring something up on Instagram too, because we're on Instagram too, folks.
By the way, Pandora.
Pandora.
Spotify.
Spotify.
iTunes.
Amazon.
iHeartRadio.
We're everywhere.
Dude, where can you find it? I set three people up in the French Club in Jewett City this weekend to follow our show.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. So if
you want some, get some.
Yeah. If you guys can't catch the YouTube show, or you guys maybe have a long commute to work, or you don't have Facebook, we're available. As we're trying to open it up to as many people as possible. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Get on your Alexa. All you got to do is get on Alexa. If you got Alexa at home, folks, and you're subscribed to Amazon Music, Alexa, play the Ray Bones and Nada show. Boom. We're on there. It's that easy. Even Alexa is following us right now. That's huge, Ray.
Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious? Listen, let's talk about the best thing of the weekend.
Best thing of the weekend. Go ahead and say it, because we are on the same page.
Charlie Woods.
Charlie Woods, folks.
Charlie, 11-year-old Charlie Woods, who is the spitting image of the greatest of all time. Tiger Woods.
Some of you parents out there, and I posted a picture of this the other day. Some of you parents out there, not including me, because I'm awesome, and you too, you didn't do this, but some of you parents out there paid more attention to Charlie Woods this weekend than you did your own kids. How many videos did we share, Ray, between two of us texting back and forth about Charlie Woods and Tiger?
If my son wasn't 3 months old, I probably would have paid more attention to Charlie, to be honest.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you guys haven't gotten out there and seen Tiger's kid, Charlie, they played in the PNC Championship this weekend. Obviously, you picked it, of course, Ray. They were the favorite to win. Justin Thomas and his dad won. Charlie and Tiger came in seventh, I believe. First of all,
there were four shots back
in seventh place.
Four shots. I mean, four strokes.
It just goes to show you how good the talent was. This kid.
They beat John Daly.
This kid. And
they beat John Sr. and John Jr.
Yeah. They were too busy drinking Diet Cokes and smoking cigarettes and stuff like that. Probably.
Yeah, Jack and Cokes.
But seriously, folks, Charlie Woods. Let's, in all seriousness, Ray, let's break it down for you. Charlie Woods, unbelievable. I mean, mimicking his father to a T. It's like watching a mirror image of Tiger. Everything Charlie does, touching his hat, the club twirl, which is something that we all tried to practice when we were younger watching Tiger Woods. Him putting his ball on the tee, him swinging, walking. Everything is the same. It's like watching Tiger if he was 11 years old.
The best was the glove.
Yeah.
The best was the glove. As soon as he like ripped that glove off and he like aggressive with the first one and then just took the rest off. And I'm like,
how many times have we seen Tiger like when he's pissed? He's like freaking ripping it right off of his hand.
Listen, he gave the thumbs up.
Yep.
And Tiger gave the thumbs up.
The fist pump, folks.
There was a spot when they were watching somebody hit the shot. It was a putt. And they both looked at the putt. They were side by side. They looked at it the same way and they just kind of like, the posture is 100% identical. The mannerisms are spot on. Yep. Charlie is Eldrick. Let's go.
So I guess the question is, we've seen him obviously right now. Unbelievable. The kid would outshoot all of us. Not even a question. The kid is better than us.
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask this question. Based on what you've seen so far, Ray, you've watched Tiger since day one. What do you think? Is he going to be up there with dad? Is he not going to be dad? Is he going to be better than dad?
I'm going to say this. Everybody needs to pump the brakes a little bit.
Okay.
Pump the brakes.
I agree with you.
The kid's 11 years old. There's already bets out in Vegas, and you know the odds are like 850-1. He'll win a major before 25 years old, and the pressure is already mounting, and this kid just played in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
He's 11. He's 11 now. Do I think he'll be able to handle the pressure? Yes, I think he will. There's a reason that Tiger finally let him play in a public event.
Yep.
You know, our national event, I should say.
Yeah.
Because he's protecting his kid. This kid is going to face so much adversity from all of the hate that he's going to receive about how his dad was banging all these other girls while he was with his mom, you know, with his mom, and it's going to get ugly for him, and I'm sure Tiger's already prepped him. He's not an idiot. I am hoping and praying that Charlie is the next Tiger Woods. I would love that.
Yeah.
More than anything in golf. I want that to happen.
We talk about that because, Ray, we both grew up watching Tiger, right?
Love him.
He was the reason why we started playing golf. He's the reason why one of the first golf video games I ever played was Tiger Woods PGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Still one of the best golf games ever. Shout out to Tiger Woods Golf.
Masters. Please come back, man. Masters come back, edition. Man. Masters back. Edition.
So, but in all seriousness, though, you make a good point. Charlie Woods' stress is not going to come from the golf course. It's going to be everything else. It's going to be the media. It's going to be, oh, can you do that? Do you remember when your dad did this? Can you think you can beat your dad? This, that, the other thing. It's almost kind of scary, I think, as a parent, now that I have a son. You know, it's scary as a parent to think, like, man, I don't want my kid to be under that much pressure.
Well, I mean, that's
something that could cripple somebody. I mean, with all the adversity that Tiger had to go through now, his kid trying to live up in his shoes, that's a lot.
He's actually going to have a lot more pressure than his father ever had.
I agree with you.
Based on what I read over this weekend, and it's shame on for all you people out there that are doing this to the poor kid. He's 11 years old.
Yep.
He hasn't even, his balls haven't even dropped fully yet. And you're going to give him a hard time, and you're going to ask him questions, and you're going to start throwing numbers out there for money purposes and gambling and all that other crap. Listen, I love to gamble. You know, and if I had an extra,
like to throw a little money
around. Listen, if I had an extra 10 grand lying around to put on that 850-1 bet, I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it. But it shouldn't be out there. It shouldn't even be a thing.
But you know what? That's what you have to realize. And you know, I mean, we both play golf. You play a lot more than me, but golf has there's a lot of money involved in golf. You know, people like to gamble and throw around money when it comes to golf because it's one of those sports that you really just don't know what's going to happen. Anybody can win at any time.
Yeah.
But already, I think it's great that Tiger finally brought Charlie out. Yeah. I think he showed everybody that he's super talented. The kid's going to be a stud.
And he can handle pressure. He already showed that. He can handle pressure.
He wasn't even scared. This dude, he went out there like Tiger did when he was younger.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a good thing? I hope so. I'm excited for this because I would love for my son to watch somebody like I got to watch Tiger Woods growing up. I would love for him to watch somebody like Charlie Woods. You know. So, yeah, I think it was great. I think it was awesome. It was really cool to see. If you guys haven't checked out, you know, all the videos and stuff like that are out there, check it out, man. It's remarkable to see those two guys. And yeah, I mean, they even wore the same clothes. I mean, they wore the same.
Well, they all did that. That was just part of the show.
Yeah, but it's just damn. I mean, look at the finish. It's,
nah,
he
man.
He knows, man. He knows what he's doing.
You know, then we had the question. John Gould out there. He was like, "Hey, are they gonna wear Sunday red?"
Guess what, folks?
Yeah.
Of course they are. Sunday red.
Hey, listen, it's only Sunday red for one reason.
Tiger started it.
Now maybe for two. Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you had stupid, and we, you know, Patrick Reed wearing Sunday red. Get the hell out of here, Patrick Reed. Listen, I kind of sort of started to like Patrick Reed over the past year or so.
Listen, but Patrick Reed is showing his appreciation for his influence.
You just got to know.
Favorite.
You just got to know. You got to know where the
limit is. I'm cool with it, man. So, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. So, guys, it's 8:30. Again, here at PyHop Studios, Ray Bones and Outer Show. We had a good show tonight. Ray, do you have anything off the top of your head before? We don't want to cut it out too early, but do you have anything off the top of your head you want to throw out there real quick? Anything else?
Yeah, Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl. Mm. Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl came out.
Interesting.
I'm really not upset completely. There's – honestly, there's only really one player that I thought was kind of – that got snubbed out of the whole deal. Only one player.
And who is that?
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley. They gave it to a rookie. Justin Jefferson.
Who's had a great year.
By the way, he's having a phenomenal year.
I take him in DraftKings just about every week.
Yeah. The Pro Bowl is a freaking – it's a shit show. It's stupid.
The
fans shouldn't be allowed to pick.
I agree.
You know, I know you want to get people involved, but the best player should be voted to the Pro Bowl. And the fact that Calvin Ridley is not in the Pro Bowl is really a shame for the entire NFL. Calvin Ridley is beating Justin Jefferson in like five categories, major categories, receptions, touchdowns, yards. I mean, are they close? Yeah, they're close. But why do you pick a guy behind another guy? This guy's been in the league for a few years. And he's putting up awesome numbers. Why would you shame him from the Pro Bowl? He deserves it.
I agree with you 100%.
Sorry, Justin. You got plenty of time, bro.
Yeah,
ain't your time. Shame on the NFL. It's disgusting. I can further this into the NFC linebacking core.
Yeah.
If I need to, I'm not upset about Fred Warner and Bobby Wagner. I don't think those are two bad picks. But when you have Jalen Smith in Dallas, who's having a phenomenal year, you have Roquan Smith in Chicago. Mm. These guys both have more tackles than both of the Pro Bowl selections. It's stupid. Yeah. It's dumb. The Pro Bowl's for the best players. It's the best players. That's how it should be. You know, a quarterback's going to sneak in because Patrick Mahomes ain't going to play. Mm. Another quarterback's going to sneak in because Aaron Rodgers might not play. I don't know. Does Tom Brady sneak into that like last Pro Bowl selection? I don't really know.
I've never been a big fan of the Pro Bowl selection. I've never been a big fan of the Pro Bowl at all, to be honest with you. I don't like the fact that it's before, you know, like you said, you've got guys that are selected to the Pro Bowl team. They're not going to play. Obviously, the top guys are going to be playing in the playoffs most of the time.
Calvin Ridley ain't going to be playing in the playoffs.
Calvin Ridley should be on that team. I agree with you 100%.
No, it's a joke. Posted that shit because I'm pissed about it.
Jefferson is having a great year, but you're right. He's got time. He's a rookie.
He's still behind in numbers. It's all about numbers. Yeah. I mean, this isn't the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
It's not the Heisman.
Yep.
It's Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. I'm just a little disappointed with the committee or the fans.
Yeah.
It's kind of like even the All-Star game in baseball and NBA, and it's like, dude, screw the – I don't want to say F the fans, right? Because this is why we watch. And does your vote really matter? No, it doesn't. For anything, it doesn't matter.
I've always thought, and I feel the same way, and this is a whole nother topic. We can get on this another show, which would actually be really good. Similar to the writers, like the writers selecting the Hall of Fame players in baseball, I've never been a big fan of that. I don't think the writers should have any say in any sort of picks for the Hall of Fame. Just like I think if you want to, for the MLB, for the All-Star game, let the players pick.
Sure.
The players that are in Major League Baseball should be able to pick their teammates and pick the players that they're playing against. The fans, of course, you have your picks, you know, but allowing the fans to vote like 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times, it doesn't make any sense. If you want to register to vote, you vote once for whatever, you know, each position on American League and National League. But no, I think honestly, you want to see where the real talent is. You want to see, let the players vote.
Yeah,
I think because you're going to see really the respect that each player has for each other.
Sure.
The teams, you know, I guarantee you, if you let the players vote, Calvin Ridley would have been in there.
100%.
He's one of the best wide receivers in the game.
100%. He deserves it.
And Jefferson is very good, and that's nothing against Jefferson. He's great. He's a rookie. He's probably, I mean, listen, is he a rookie of the year candidate?
100%.
He probably will win it, right? A good chance, maybe.
Who knows? Him, Justin Herbert. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I think I've never been a fan of the Pro Bowl, honestly. As a Giants fan, honestly, Evan Engram should not be in the Pro Bowl.
George Kittle's out. George Kittle's on IR. That's the reason why Evan Ingram made the Pro Bowl.
Evan Engram,
you might be able to slide Logan Thomas in there over Evan Engram. Logan Thomas is having a great year.
He is.
He probably has less drops than Evan Engram.
Yeah.
But they're only like a couple yards apart. Whatever it is, what it is.
It is what it is. Evan Engram, listen, he's hot or cold, man. He drops a ton of passes. He can't catch the ball. He's
super athletic, though.
Super athletic. He reminds me almost like of a
like a Chris Knott type.
No, not even that. How about like if I was to compare him to like another athlete, it would be like a Robinson Cano. Like he's got so much talent, but he just doesn't. He's just kind of like, I don't know. He's just kind of there.
So he needs steroids.
No, I don't think he needs steroids. I think he needs to practice catching the football. He needs to get on the same page because you can.
So he's similar to Gary Sanchez, is what you're saying. He can't catch the ball.
Yeah.
But he's got all the talent behind all the talent in the box.
Evan Engram is almost like a wide receiver. He's got the talent of a wide receiver.
There's only one wide receiver in the NFL that's
Travis Kelce, baby.
Or one tight end in the NFL that's like a wide receiver. Kelce. Travis Kelce.
He's one of the best to ever do it.
Hey, but listen, D-Hop just went ahead of Travis Kelce in the yard. So thank you, DeAndre Hopkins, for superseding a tight end in most receiving yards.
It's just so crazy. Travis Kelce's putting up wide receiver numbers.
He's a beast.
He's unbelievable. Not to mention, he's got one of the best quarterbacks in the game throwing to him.
He's Gronk 2.0. Yeah, there's a reason tight ends wear 87. Yeah. There's reasons tight ends were 87. It's because of Gronk.
That's true.
Not Mark Bavaro. Oh, he's 89.
He was number 89. Yep.
He was 89. All right. Never mind.
Yep. So, all right, guys, listen, it's 8:40. We're going to call it a night. We got some stuff we got to do here. We got some important people to talk to here shortly. Thank you all for tuning in. It is a Tuesday here at Pie Hop Studio in Norwich. Guys, it's Christmas this week. We are not going to be on Friday. I repeat, we will not be on Friday. We are going to do a Sunday morning show.
We'll be on Friday, though.
We're gonna
We're gonna be dropping some videos. Yeah, we're gonna be talking some smack. It's a little bit here. Rant status. Yeah,
we're gonna do some videos and stuff like that, but nothing crazy. We're gonna do a show Sunday morning. We're gonna do the Sharp Five Sunday morning, 10 o'clock.
Sharp Five, 10 o'clock.
Make sure that you're on watching. We're gonna be on YouTube and Facebook. Also, DraftKings. We're still doing it, folks. DraftKings is
Who won DraftKings this weekend?
Eric Gillo won both leagues. He won both contests, I believe. Eric Gillo. I didn't put anything up, guys. I apologize. It was a very busy week for me. With my other job. I'm sorry.
All right, I guess
think you placed one.
Right? I guess my second place was trash. Yeah, so. No, it's not trash.
It's not trash. I've been slacking a little bit on the DraftKings post, guys. I do apologize. We try to do it. There's just a lot going on. I'm trying to do a whole bunch of things. We're trying to bring you as much content as we can. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get busy. But Eric Gillo, congratulations. You won both contests. He picked a great team.
We want a big one. We want a big one this weekend. We want a big one. Yeah. Make sure if all you guys are in on this, let's go. Yes. Anybody can do it. I just won, for Christ's sake. I just won. I've been donating for weeks.
We got like close to 60 people, guys. So we haven't been able to fill this for the past 2 weeks.
Got
to
get 30 for 30. This is not ESPN.
So if you guys want the 30 and you guys want to try and win some big money, let us know. But right now I'm doing 220 person leagues. That way, you know, people can go into both or they can just go into one. But, yeah, so Sunday morning, guys, 10 o'clock, Sharp 5. We're going to do a quick NFL show. We're going to break down the games for Sunday. Everybody, please enjoy your holiday. It sucks that COVID is going on right now. You guys may not be able to see your families. We're sorry if that's the case. But, listen, everybody have a good holiday. We love you guys. Thank you so much for the support. We have some really big things coming up for you guys in the new year. And again, we appreciate everyone, man. You got anything else?
All I was going to say is you guys have a wonderful Christmas or happy holidays, however it may go.
However you guys celebrate.
It's all good. Yep. Much love and respect. Thank you guys for tuning in. And stay tuned for this weekend.
Yeah.
We got some giveaways.
Sunday,
Do Not Sports, Ray Bones and Nodder. We're out.
See you, boys. Have a good holiday, guys.